Hello, you beautiful, sexy people. It's She's So Amusing, and I am doing Sinful Stella's Sexy, Scary, Silly Halloween Questionnaire. Tis the fucking season. I'm so excited for Tuesday, even though I'll be working, but it's okay because Halloween is every day to me. It's just super special when it's actual Halloween. But anyway, question number one, what zombie from The Walking Dead would you fuck? Okay, I'm trying to remember. The only specific zombie I can remember is Bicycle Girl, and she doesn't have a lower half. I mean, she could use her mouth, but not really looking to be a walker. Sorry, but yeah, that's the only one I can remember is Bicycle Girl, so I'm gonna go with that. Number two, you're at Camp Crystal Lake and you're about to have sex with one of the other camp counselors before Jason kills you. Where do the two of you fuck? I would be in a cabin on a bed because I don't, not a fan of outside fucking and not a fan of shower fucking. So I'd be very boring and just in bed in one of the cabins. Number three. If Freddy Krueger had dildos instead of knives, would you still be afraid to go to sleep? No. I'd just be afraid of the puns. Number four. You're stuck in an abandoned, haunted, insane asylum, but fear not. Someone is coming to save you. Who do you hope it is? A, the Ghostbusters, B, the Winchesters, or C, Buffy Summers? Buffy. Sorry, I don't fuck with Supernatural. I tried to watch the first season. I couldn't do it. Tumblr kind of ruined it for me. And as much as I love the Ghostbusters, I would love to see my girl Buffy. Okay. You are invited to a slutty Halloween party. Who do you go dressed as? See, this is very difficult because I spend 364 days of the year that aren't actual Halloween planning Halloween costumes. And a lot of them do tend to be female versions of male characters. I mean, not necessarily scary. I have done a couple of male Star Wars characters as female versions and didn't necessarily go the sexy route, but actually I lied because one year, I was Kylo Ren and definitely sexed it up a bit because I'm weird that way. So if I were to do horror, sexy horror, I've been contemplating a kind of sexy version of Herbert West from The Reanimator. I'm a big horror girl and I do like to do more obscure characters because it's really special when somebody actually gets the reference. So, yeah, if you haven't seen Reanimator, it's great. It's fucking hilarious. And the music is totally a ripoff of Psycho, and I think that makes me love it even more. Oh, fuck, marry, kill. Okay. So, now I'm seeing that these are, oh, okay, I get it, because I separated it by gender. Okay, so I'm going to do the male characters first and then the female characters. So fuck, marry, kill, Pinhead, Candyman, Pennywise. Oh, God. Okay, kill Candyman because movie's okay, but never was really into Candyman. Fuck Pinhead. Need I say more? And marry Pennywise. I do Tim Curry Pennywise, though, instead of Bill Skarsgård Pennywise. Tim Curry Pennywise, to me, is funnier and had a little bit more heart to it. And also, it's Tim Curry. I fucking love Tim Curry. No hate to Bill Skarsgård, though, because he was fucking creepy and it was fantastic. But, yeah, I'm a Tim Curry girl all the way. Okay, so for the ladies, we have Ghost Girl from The Grudge. Her name is Kayako, if you didn't know. Carrie or the Queen Alien? Oh my God. How would it even work with the Queen? Are the reproductive organs on xenomorphs in the same areas as where it is for humans? These are the interesting questions, folks. These are the questions we need answers to. H.R. Giger, did you plan that out? Okay, I'm gonna kill the Queen Alien because I have no idea how that would work sexually. I'll fuck Kayako. I think I can only do it once though, because that high-pitched kind of drone thing that she does. And then I marry Carrie. Carrie White is adorable and she's a precious cinnamon roll. And as long as you don't piss her off, everything's gonna be fine. Okay. Do you have any Halloween sexual kinks? If not, have you heard of any? As much of a spooky bitch as I am, I don't have any Halloween sexual kinks. On one of my other audios, I think the question was, do you like the idea of dressing up for sex? I'm just like, let's just take our clothes off. So the costume thing doesn't work out. I do have a playlist, wasn't created by me. It was actually created by a DJ that is some horror themes and some more gothic songs, and I definitely have a fantasy of getting my brains fucked out to that. So, does that count? I'm saying it counts. Fuck it. Number two, do you get turned on by fear? If so, when did you first remember getting aroused when scared? I don't think I get turned on by fear, per se. I think the way I am when I get an adrenaline rush from fear, it really depends on who I'm with. Because if I'm with friends, it leads to kind of a like a sober drunkenness, giddiness. But if I'm with, a significant other or somebody I'm attracted to, sharing that adrenaline can lead to sexy times. But it doesn't necessarily happen for me all the time. Does that make sense? I don't know. I'm really tired, guys. Okay, it's your first full moon after being bitten by a werewolf. What do you do? Do you chain yourself up so you don't hurt anyone? Say fuck it and go on a killing spree? Do you find a hot piece of werewolf ass and fuck it the night away? Or would you do something completely different? I think I'm somewhere in between chaining myself up and finding another hot werewolf to go bang. Next one is, what's the craziest thing you've ever done on Halloween, sexual or non? Points if it's sexual. Craziest thing I've ever done on Halloween. Got nothing. For as much as a spooky bitch as I am, I've got nothing. I'm sorry. I mean, I've had significant others on Halloween, and obviously I've treated it like a holiday and, gotten very frisky, but that's about it. What character in a horror movie would you be? The virgin who survives, the jock that gets offed in the first half hour, the badass who makes it to the end just to get killed in the third act, the scream queen, etc. I think I'd be a cross between the scream queen and the badass who makes it to the end, just to get killed in the third act. Because I don't fit into those little rules from Scream. I drink, I fuck, I smoke on occasion, so yeah, I won't survive, but I think I would make it pretty close to the end because I do know my way around horror movies, and I feel like I wouldn't have the wool pulled over me by whoever's doing the killing. Actually, I might even be the killer. Why isn't that one of the choices? Maybe I'm the fucking killer. Warlock has cast a spell, turning you into what you've dressed up as for Halloween. Ooh, that sounds familiar. A Buffy episode. What have you picked to wear? And remember, you will become the thing that you are dressed as, so pick wisely. Well, my costume this year is a witch, so I guess I would become a real witch. And that would come in handy. Lots of different spells and whatnot. I'm not a love spell kind of girl, but like teleportation spells. Yeah. Definitely need those. Uh-oh, you've just read from the Book of the Dead. God damn it, Ash. What do you do now that you've unleashed a demon and it's raining blood? Well, if you've seen Evil Dead, you know it usually doesn't end well for us ladies. But if you go the Evil Dead remake route, I might have to chainsaw my own hand off and just be a badass. But then I would be, you know, possessed for a little while, but hey, it happens. Okay, you've woken up as a newly turned vampire. What kind of hedonistic first night do you have? Well, I'd be very thirsty, so in more ways than one. Hey. I'm sorry. You all knew I was awkward. Come on. I think I'd be very horny, so I'd definitely go looking for a nice gentleman or a nice lady to share a night with and drink their blood. What Halloween costume turns you the most when you see someone wearing it? Ash. A guy dresses up as Ash from Evil Dead. Yeah. Panty dropper. Have you ever used Halloween as an excuse to try something geeky in the bedroom? I have not. I have made out with someone while wearing vampire teeth, though. Not the plastic glow-in-the-dark ones, like the ones that you actually mold to your teeth so they actually stay in. And that was pretty interesting. I had to pop them out after a few minutes because I don't think it would work for a blowjob. No, maybe I'll find somebody adventurous. No, that would be a terrible idea. Let's not do that. Really, why am I doing this? Why am I subjecting you all to me reading all these questions? I'm just going to delete every recording I've ever done. I'm that awkward. Okay, what was the last time you dressed up for Halloween? What were you? It was last year, and I was that sexy Kylo Ren. Would you ever go to a masquerade sex party? Yes. And would you join or just watch? I guess I would watch it first, because I'm usually very shy in real life, so it would take me a little bit to come out of my shell. I guess it also depends who I go with, because if I go with a partner, I'd probably just immediately start ripping off my clothes. So all depends, really. Okay, you and your best friend from childhood, whom you've reconnected with on Halloween, are now running from a horde of flesh-hungry zombies. Your friend trips over their own feet and falls to the ground. Do you risk your life to save them? Pretend you didn't notice they fell and just keep running? Stop and turn back, look at your friend for a moment as the zombies are closing in. Your friend's hand is stretched out to you, eyes pleading for help. You think, fuck this, I never really liked that friend to begin with. Turn away and run as your former friend is overtaken by the horde. Their screams filling the air. You now have a nice head start on the horde of zombies. I love that the other choices are like very simple and this one's so elaborate. I'd risk my life to save them. I love my friends. What are your plans for Halloween this year? Unfortunately, I'm working, so won't get to do anything super fun, but I do have plans for the weekend following, so there will still be some spooky fun to be had. Okay, now for some Halloween GWA-related questions. What kind, if any, scary, sexy recordings are you looking forward to hearing this Halloween? Vampire audios. Give me vampire audios. Do it. Hardcore ones, parody ones, ones with Bela Lugosi accents. Do it. Just give me. Give me. Do you enjoy Fear Play audios? Not really. Sorry. Have you or do you plan on making any scary, sexy recordings? I have already. Not necessarily scary. Well, probably scary how awkward I am, but I did do a recording of myself reading Sleepy Hollow with my vibrator. So, and I made the terrible tagline on Soundgasm of "See who comes first, me or the headless horseman." And I also did a femdom recording that is themed on Halloween. I have one more Halloween one planned for the ladies. So hopefully I have some time to record it tonight. If not, it will be up by Sunday the latest. What's the scariest sexy audio that has turned you on? Actually, I haven't listened to many. Is that bad of me? So I don't have a favorite. I'm sorry. Which GWA contributor are you looking forward to hearing make a Halloween audio, or do you hope we'll record one? Well, I'm going to call out somebody that posted a Christmas audio a week before Halloween, and I made an exception for him because he is a very nice guy, and his voice is super sexy, but your heavy metal lover, excuse me. It is still October. I don't want to hear any of this Christmas talk. So I challenge you to make a Halloween recording. Was Away Now I'm Back 10 did a really, really great horror movie. It was girl gets really scared, invites him over, and that was really hot. I should have mentioned that on the last one. It's not scary, but it was Halloween themed or horror themed, and it was super cute. And hella fucking sexy. Oh my God. Who else? Darren Davis Jr. I challenge you to make a Halloween one. You gave us a Halloween song. Now, give us a Halloween, sexy recording. I challenge you. And then whoever else wants to make one, go out, make some spooky, sexy things. I will probably be that weird person that posts spooky themed things all year round because that's just who I am. It is my identity. I look at my room and all year round I have Halloween decorations up. So, you know, let's enjoy this spooky, wonderful time of year. Keep it sexy, folks. Please be safe out there. And that's my questionnaire. That rhymed. Oh my God. All right. I'm gonna go before this gets even more awkward. See ya.